in Mishnah Chav Beis brings the machlokes of Yehuda Omer, my derech which is I'm discussing something. Let's don't know chomer mein tzarich. So the machlokes here, the Gemara says is Rabbi Nabban of Asher Rabbi Mevatel Mechitzta. Rabbi Yehuda says Mevatel, Chacham says not Mevatel. The Gemara then brings it in Rabbi Yochanan and says Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim if it's not Dasa Dinalais. The Gemara says that's not like the Rabbanan. Okay. So in the etzem svar of what is the svar of asiyam vat mechitza, so we spoke last time that l'chayr there's two mahalchim in the Ramban and the Rashba. So I'm going to speak it again. We have a little more havana in it, but basically the machlik is between l'chayr two basic svaras in the Rishonim. It comes out from the Ramban, from the Rashba and the Ritva machlikas. The Ritva says over and over again in the sugya that the yisoid of Asiyam Vat Mechitza is that since they walk through the walls, they're mapil the whole wall. The wall is a mechitza, and the mela is mapil the wall, even where they're not walking through, the whole wall is kilu, it's mapil the wall, and the mela is no Asiyam Vat Mechitza when it's if they're going with Tzafan Ladarim, there's no Asiyam Vat Mechitza on the Mizrach and Meiriv. And this svar of the Ritva is mistama why the Ritva in the whole sugya never made an asek of this, that you need Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to make the Bekiah. The Bekiah, this whole anach in the sugya was you don't need Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to make the Bekiah, the kayach of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He held that as a davar pasha, there's no maila to this, that the Bekiah is happening with kayach of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
From the outside,
he doesn't seem to need that because he seems to hold that even a Mavai Mefulish could have it. He says, Tosis is Kasha of Yerushalayim needing Tezayin. So Shamin Hachad Dechol Shaderech Slula Vasri Lekach Ein Hefresh Bein Shir Rochav Tezayin Epochas Da Parchinim Yerushalayim Shir Rochav Tezayin V'tash Mishgad L'Pasiv Yerois. It's not like that. You need a Koyach of a Rabbim. What makes Rabbim, two people, three people, maybe, it's not the Koyach of Rosh Rabbim. You, I think it's pretty clear, you would say it even by my voice, my philosophy, you don't have the difference between this, you know, La'ayrach or La'ayrach. So, that was the way that we were going in the Ritva. Meila, according to the Ritva, the Maila that the Rabbi Yochanan's Mechadish, with Losses Ninolais, is the Chayar makes the Mechitza not subject to the Bekiah of the Rabbim. Makes the Mechitza not subject to the Bekiah of the Rabbim anymore because it's a stronger Mechitza that the Rabbim can't break down. The Rashba Lu'umazet, there was a Lashonis in the Rashba and the Dinim of the Rashba, we wanted to teach that really the Rashba was more Alderech, that Asher Amat Mechitza was in the Rosh Hashanah. That the Rishus, which is going to be Mugdar as Rishus Rabbim, is not considered, is a stira to being, to the job of the Mechitza. The Mechitza is to make it into Rishus HaYachid. And here, we're making it into, if it's Rishus Rabbim, it's not going to, it's the inside of the Pasim becomes Rishus Rabbim. It's not, it has Rishus Rabbim in it, it's not anymore defined by the Mechitza, which is coming to make it Rishus HaYachid. It's more defined as Rishus Rabbim. That's why he held very stark that you need the Bekiah to be Rosh Hashanah Dika Bekiah, because the whole point is to make it into the Rosh Hashanah. And he said over here, his Lashonis was Hadam Rav Yochanan, the Bekiah Rabbim, Vatals Mechitzas, Hani Mil Mechitzas, Asuyas, Rosh Hashanah, Vish Benem Rachav Shesh Asuy. It's mevatel this that the mechitzas are making an into Rosh Hashanah, and the makom is still defined as Rosh Hashanah, not as Rosh Hashanah. And the mela we were saying that l'chayra according to him, what's the mila of dlosses ninalais? So we want to tell based on the Avodah HaKodesh that my love Losses Ninalais makes it that goof of the area is not so much Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Dik. The whole idea is that if it's become Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's not addressing the Mechitzas, it's not making the Mechitzas better, it's not making the not Bekiah, it's making that the Mokum is not Masul Rabbim Chosha. Since it's not Masul Rabbim Chosha, so Mil is not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that's the Iker point. And Fakir, L'chayra, that would be pshat, why the Rashba holds that the famous Shitas Rashba, that a platya, which is inside a city, which is Mukaf Chayma, is still going to become Rishus Harabim. That the reason is because, Fakir, that's the Rashba Svar, that Rishus Harabim Shabai, a place which is Rishus Harabim, is not considered Toicha Mechitzas. It's considered Rishus Harabim. And even losses won't help. Sratia makes it not Masal Ram B'Chosha. Over here it's still Masal Ram B'Chosha because the whole Rishus Ram, so all the people inside. In fact, it's Mukaf Chaim, it won't make a difference. Okay. The Shaila with this that we left off last time was, what about, where does Shittas HaToisus fit in over here? Because Toisus L'Chaira is a little bit in between. Toisus on the one hand seems to say, like the Ritva, that the Bekiah has to be a Bekiah through the Mechitzas and has to share the Mechitzas. That's why Toisus Kasha was Kasha Derbuda Derbuda. Why did Gemara assume that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Alts Shnei Batim Shnei Tzidir Rishus Rabim has any asya mivat mechitzah? What's the kasha? L'chor, you have two mechitzah on the side. So Taisa said, no, you have to l'chor one teretz. The kasha zikr was because you have three mechitzas. So no, Taisa held that the bekiah has to be through the mechitzas. Taisa had at the kasha b'Yushalayim. So it says a mechadash shesivir. So that sounds like the ritva ashtikal. But l'maisa, we know that the rash, Taisa hanoch and the whole sugya was that you need the kerach of the rishus rabbim to do this. Taisa and davav the whole v'chitim v'kachdom mashma the masik the afir b'dlozim arve im kain ayir v'shusam gemur the whole taisus mavur l'chayin yir shusam gemur for that and l'chayin the taisus his kasha from Yishlaim was mavur like that there's a mile to being a b'kiv v'shusam gemura and so that sounds like he's working with the kayach the shusar abim not so much just the kayach it's also he's not like they're talking completely that what taisus hanoch in the sugya. Also, he seems to say that the Ikar Bekia is going to be with the Karach Rishus Rabim. If you don't have that...
You're talking to Nasek Kasha also, then maybe there's such an image?
You're saying the Kasha, it depends what Teretz is, you mean. The whole Teretz, the whole Chilach, the Teretz and Davav is like that. And also, Teretz is not like Teretz Vav, because Teretz is held that even if it breaks the Mechitza, it only makes a Pirtz in the Mechitza, B'makom the Pilosh, it doesn't break the whole Mechitza. So, Chorz is a different sheet over here. But it has to do with breaking the mechitzas. So it's not mamash the Rashba either. The other two things that we find in Taisus, which is unique in Taisus Shita, is that Taisus learned the Gemara Davav, not like all the other Rishayim. That the Gemara asks, V'chitema, but lasud l'ma'arva, the Gemara brings a ray from Yishalayim, so frekta all the Rishayim, Yishalayim is going like Rabbi Yochanan is going like the Chachamim, and is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and you're trying to bring a ride to the Chachamim. So Tosfos says, "Lagabi this, how do you bavarn Asir Abim when you have the problem of Asir Abim? You bavarn it the same in the Rabbanan and in Rabbi Yehuda with the Delos and the Nelos." So Chayra, where the Rashba didn't learn like that, and also Tosfos over here says, asks Akasha that, well, who's Rabbi Yochanan going like? L'chayra is not going like the Rabbi Yehuda, because has Shnei Mechitzas, and it's not going like the Rabbanan. So, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, where's the Malkim for Yishlam to have a problem? So he answers Shesiv Erev. The other Rishonim don't have such a big problem. The Rabbi Yehuda is a Shita. He holds like the Rabbanan, the Gabi Gimel Mechitzas Deraisa, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Gabi Asra Mevat Mechitzas, not Toyza Bezeh. And for whatever reason, Toysis, the Marshal says, but Toysis is going that. If you would hold, if Rabbi Yochanan would hold, Shalosha Mechitzas Deraisa, he would akarcha hold like the Rabbanan that Shem Dalad would work, and he wouldn't need losses in Yerushalayim. So Tosfos seems to have a clear that the other Yerushalayim don't seem to have. So what's the sheet of Tosfos? So before we get to the sheet of Tosfos, we mark them in a kuda in the sheet of the Rashba. So we're saying in the Rashba that the Yisoid is of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is Asher Am Vatam Mechitzta means that the Mokum becomes Rishus Rabim. And that's Pshat and Pasi B'Roi, even though it's Rishus Yochim based on Mechitzta, but once the Rabbim are there, it becomes Rishus Rabim. So what's Taka the Teretz of the Gemara? So Gemara is a Teretz. So Taka the Gemara, that Shnei Batam, Shnei Tzidur Rishus Rabim is different because Shnei Mechitzta is Mal Yisa. But So where's the Asher Amvav Mechitzta ever? In other words, Shnei Mechitzta Ma'ayis, so you have Mama Shnei Mechitzta, and inside is the Shus Ravim. So there the Rashba says, no, the place is defined by the Mechitzas. So I thought that the place is defined by the Rabbim, not that's all Svar of Rabbi Yehuda. Whole Svar of Rabbi Yehuda is that the place is defined as Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, not by the Mechitzas. So what do you mean? What do you mean over here that Shnei Mechitzas Ma'ayis, Memela what? Memela the Makam is defined by the Mechitzas, so then say the same thing about Pasi Birois. What's the Gemara? What's the Teretz? What's the so? How does Rashba work? You could ask it a little differently. That if Rashba holds that a platya toich mechitzas torshus rabim, even though it has four mechitzas, so how could a rechoiv that has two mechitzas be worse? Why is that not rishus rabim in Rabbi Yehuda? So lechera, the teretz to that kasha is like this: is that b'soidai there's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that holds. The shit of Rabbi Yehuda that holds that two mechitzas deraisa, the two mechitzas deraisa of Rabbi Yehuda works l'chayra differently than the three mechitzas of the according to the mandam that says you need three mechitzas. The sort of the shita yesh the dayek came in Rashi Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara over there says in Masechta Shabbos the braisa. To be Mamayit Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, yeah? To be Mamayit, oh, it's here, I have one here. Yeah, to be Mamayit Rabbi Yehuda, so the Gemara brings a Braisa that Ezeu Shusha Yachid Gemura and the Chritz of Chulu brings all Braisa. So the Gemara says, what's the Gemura coming Lamayit? It's coming Lamayit Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to my Rabbi Yehuda that holds you could have Shnei Mechitzas. So Dr. Ashi, how's it Mamayit Rabbi Yehuda? So Kamash Malon Gemura Kloimar Zuhi Shenigmuru Minyan Mechitzas Shela A Tail, a Chritz. These places are Nigmuru, have complete Mechitzas. She Yeshla Mechitzas Mekol Tzad, all four sides. Kugoyin Chritz Vechen Geder Darmina Midalit Tzdodin Gurasek, etc. Vinimtza Roisha Mukif Midalit Stadim. So that's called the Rosh Hashayach because it's Gemura. It's Nigmar Minyan Mechitza Seah. Aval, the Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Nigmar Mechitza Shelah. Because you only have three. So you only have two, I mean. So Rashi is saying, the Bryce is saying, you need Nigmar Mechitza Seah with four. Lafukir Rabbi Yehuda has two. Was the Rambam? I mean, the Rambam holds you need four Mechitza. Everyone else holds you need three. So why is it not Memayit everyone else? It's Memayit the Rabban also. That says you need three. You don't have Nigmur Mechitza Seah. You only have three, not four. The Braisa is saying you need four, so then it's Memayit everybody, except for the Rambam. So the Teretz is, L'chayra, that the three of the Rabbanon is a kiyum of having four. Three means is that I have a full Hekif. Three Mechitza, yeah, there's a side that's open to get in and out, etc. Whatever, it's not a steer to the Hekif of the Rishus. But three Mechitza means, the Mandam holds you need three, is not just a numbers game. The man that holds you need three holds that the Ikar Rishus is mukif with three. Mukif Rishus means you created a Rishus, a Yachid by definition. Rishus Yachid is not Rishus Rabin. Rishus Yachid is Rishus Yachid. So by definition, you make your makif Rishus, you're making it a Rishus Yachid with three. Three out of the four is considered Nigmur Mechitzisah. It's a kiyum of having all four. But and that's why the Chazon Ish holds the Aruch HaShulchan also, but Chazon Ish Menshafer, but that the pirtz on the fourth ruach will be mitzaref to parts meruba. Meaning, even if you need three derais and not like the Rambam, but the cheshbon of the parts meruba, you count the fourth ruach. If you hold like Rashi, that you need two things. You need Oymim Ruba on each wall, and you need Oymim Ruba on the whole Hekif. So you should say, I have Oymim Ruba on three. The fourth side, anyway, I don't need to be Makif. I only need Makif to the three Ruches. But the Shulchan and the Chazon Ish both say that even the way Rashi and Tezvav and Midbeis, that first Rashi that we saw, that says you need an Oymim Ruba on the whole Hekif, holds you need an Oymim Ruba on the fourth Ruach also. Why need an Oymim Ruba on the fourth Ruach if only you have to Makif is three? Tezvav is three is a Kima four. The three Mechitzas is a way to have a Hekif of their whole Rishus. And Hekif means that you create a Rishus Yachid. That's what Rishus Yachid is. And Mamela, that's what Rashi means. That Nigmur Mechitzah, that Bryce is saying you need Nigmur Mechitzah as Lafuki Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Rabbi Yehuda Shita is a whole different Shita. Two Mechitzah is not he holds you could get four with two. No, you're not getting four. You're talking not getting four. The Soid of Rabbi Yehuda Shita is really starts the other way. Is that he holds that Be'etzem, the two machitzas is coming to be, it's not so much makif the place to make it Irshus Yachin, it's making a gedder to the place. It's making that the place doesn't go past here. So it's mitzamtzim the place. So the Lashon, there's a Gevaldik Lashon, I didn't bring that either. The Ramban says, the Ramban in Daf Nun Tes, that he's Mayrach over there, the Ramban and the Ratava are both Mayrach over there about Shitas Rashi. Do you need Shishim Riboy? Don't you need Shishim Riboy? How do you make a Rosh Hasharabim? When we get to the Halach Lamaisa, it could be we have to see this part. But I'll upon him, so he asks his Kasha basically. Vim Tushal Derech Shisha Asar Amal Reb Yehuda Hichim Ishkachas La. So what's ever a Rosh Hasharabim according to Reb Yehuda? So he says it has to be that there's no machitzas on the side. There's a bika. He's meramis this in Machamis. V'yish lemar oid. Shelo amar Reb Yehuda shtei machitzas Torah ella berochav sheish asay shederech rabim oiveres sham ve'in harabim nikvam oimim degamar mimidbar deleka machitzas degamar mimidbar deleka machitzas. The problem with a Rosh Hasharabim has to be a place that's not mitzumtzum to anything. It's a bika mikan. It could expand. It could expand. It's not tied down to a place. If it's tied down to a place, if it's mitzumtzum to a place, that's a stira to being a Rosh Hasharabim. So memela, now that you don't see the rabbin being shoylet over there anymore so stark, so now the place is mugda by the mechitzas. So you know that's enough to become Rosh Hasharabim. Why doesn't it go back, become caramelist? Someone's not. So that's a good question. You could say maybe afterwards, there's other tanoim, maybe you need oimim ruba. But the ikar is not coming to make Rosh Hasharabim. The ikar point is, it's coming to be mitzamtzim in a place, and a place which is mitzumtzim that can't be taken over by the rabbim is gufa not rabbimdik, it's gufa yachadik, it's gufa private. There's a certain sense of privacy, that alone, that the makom is mugdar. And privacy is not the right word, but it's not Rabban Dick. It's not Shiram, it's not Shalit there.
What's
the Shir of Shiram 16 Amos? 16 Amos, that's not Mitzumtzum to 16 Amos. That's what he says. That's his Kasha. His Kasha is. So he says, because you need a Bikamikan, a Bikamikan. But the Midbar was a place that they had the Shlita everywhere. They wanted to go. So, this is B'Yasoida and Astratia, but the Platia could be different. But. Okay, so in other words, a place which is, it's chal on the makim, that the makim is mitzumtzum by the mechitzas, is Rosh Hasharabim and Rosh Hasharabim going to Yehuda. It's not so much makif, not makif, it's not, that's, it's a different nekuda. So kumta is like this, that there's, that Ken Zayin, that the pshat is like this, the ikur din, in the Rashba, the Ikar Din Asyam Vat Mechitzta is if you have like a place like Pasi Birois, so over there you don't have good mechitzas, you don't have shnei mechitzas malisa, you don't have mechitzas which be'etzem mitzad the mechitzas could do this vart of mitzad atzma two mechitzas on the Novas is a new idea. It's over here, the only way it works is with four mechitzas, because over here Rabbi Yehuda's maskim that the way it's working is with the teres hekif to it. It's working with the teres of hekif. On that, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the place you come to make it into, you say, Yachid, Faker, the rabbim are in there. So it's a steer between the mechitzas to find mechitzas being makif and the rishashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashash over. When you have shnei mechitzas mal yisah, that the shnei mechitzas be'etzem make it that it's not doimel l'dignal mer, but be'etzem it's not rosh hashanah. So there, the shnei mechitzas Rabbi Yehuda says that when you have mechitzas mal yisah, you don't say asir rabbim. Kopanim. So now this could help us for another din in the Rashba. That I saw in Igros Moshe, because Kilo makes a ha'ara that I don't know if it's a kasher, it's like pointing out. I don't know what he's doing there exactly, but according to the Rashba, if you have a Rosh Harabim in Mechitzas and it's still considered Rosh Harabim, like a platya, that other Rashba, so what's pshat that a big basic nesses if you don't need Shishim Ribay? You have a basic nest. It's Teznainama. Why is it Rosh Hashanah? Rabbim come there, and it's Shtigal Platya. You don't need 600,000. So what? So Mr. Mibah finds that over there and later. But the point is like every place, it's like very Madnazach. So there's in Shabbos, and I saw Taka in the bottom of this Ramban, they bring it also in the black ones, that there's a Meiri in Shabbos, Davav, that Meiri says that, like the Rashba, that if you have losses ninalois on the ear, the platya is still Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But he says, but if the mechitzas are on the platya, then it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Why? Because the point, the Rosh was saying, this are your mukif mechitzas, just I'm a hekif ba'alma. The hekif ba'alma, if it doesn't mitzamtum the place, that's like Shem Dalad. On that we say, Asher Rabbim Batam Chitzta. If the way that you're trying to convert the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid is by saying, you're toicha mechitzas, so your mukif, So that didn't share the Shemesh Shiram B'chlal. But if the mechitzas are on the place, like two mechitzas of this Mavui, the mechitzas are being mitzamtzim the place, and they're saying, no, this place has mechitzas to it, even if it's Shemechitzas, whatever you paskin, so there Avadah is going to become Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah. So if the platya has mechitzas to it, then Avadah, it's going to become Rosh Hashanah. So, Just like that. Now, there's another reason also, because it's Vaita, it could be not Masul Rabbin. It could be Stam. Yeah, it could be Stam, as you're saying. If you have a platya with mechitzas that has doors, ninilais, it could be that it's not Masul Rabbin also. Because it's the same way the Srati is not Masul Rabbin. Just if the platya is used by everyone in the city, and everyone in the city is goofing the walls, so it's not near the Rabbin from there. Okay, fine. So this is. Shtagodah over here in the Rashba. Okay, now getting to Tosfos, based on this, is like this, that Tosfos seems like it's a shtagel middle shita, like we said. L'chora, Tosfos holds that in order to make the Asir Amavat Mechitz, there has to be that you're staring the walls. But l'chora, the pshat in the Tosfos is not staring the walls, that it's not a mechitza, it's not a wall b'chlal, like the Ritva. It's only chal in it that it's like a pirtza in the mechitza. It's staring the koyach of the mechitza to shtel avek that there's rishos yachid over here. It's the koyach of the mechitza to create the rishos. It's like it's a chal a problem with the mechitza, but it's chal the problem with the mechitza is the function of a mechitza Rosh Hashanah Yachid is to make Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If the rabbim are coming through the mechitza, then we don't see the ability of this mechitza to create Rosh Hashanah Yachid. For care, there's still Rosh Hashanah Rabbim over here, shoylet on the wall. There's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim shoylet on the mechitza. So for care, I don't see that behind the mechitza is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I still see the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim shoylet over here. So the yisoid is it has to talk to the mechitza, but it's talking to the ability of the mechitza to create the rishos. Now, Yishlomer like this, based on this idea, is like this, is that if you go like that idea, so you could say there's another big kasha on Tosfos, especially like the second teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos, that's the kasha, that if Rabbi Yehuda held, that shlosha mechitza deraisa, two and a lechi. So you say, Asir Amavat Mechitza, so what's the teretz? Zakta Gemara, a teretz is Shtei Mechitzim Al Yisa. I mean, Shtei Mechitzim Al Yisa is a vart, that even though you don't have three, one of them is ruined from the Bekiah's Rabbim, but you have two Mechitzim Al Yisa, that's a way to save yourself from the problem of Asir Amavat Mechitza. So it comes out, it's as far as Safuchas over here. The Rabbanon hold that the way it says on Davav, the Rabbi Yehuda hold, Shtei Mechitzim Al Yisa protects you from Asir Rabbim, but Shem Dal doesn't. And according to the Rabbanon, they hold Shem Dal protects you from Asir Abim, but Shem Mechitz Malachis doesn't. Even if they hold, you need Shloshim Mechitz Deraisa. So, coming as far as Afuchas, which is very modna in Tosfos. So, the way we're explaining Tosfos, it could be very, very good. That the Asir Abim Vat Mechitzta has to ishteres the ability of the mechitza to create Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But a gufa depends, how do mechitzas make Rosh Hashanah Yachid? And bezeh pligi the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. The machlekes between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda about shtei mechitzas or shloisha is like we said before, is gufa the yisoid of how mechitzas work to make Rosh Hashanah Yachid. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the mechitzas work because it's a mechitza on the place. It's mitzvah in the place. But it's not so much coming to create the Rosh Hashanah directly. It's not coming to be makif and say, give this thing a shame of privacy of Rosh Hashanah. According to the Rabbanan, the yisod of Shoshim Mechitza Deraisa is to be makif the place, to make the place its own place. So Mimela, according to the both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, according to the Taisis, hold Asya Yarmavat Mechitza. But what does Asya Yarmavat Mechitza do? What it does is it makes the mechitza can't do what it's supposed to. According to the Rabbanan, that the mechitza is supposed to be makif the place. So when the rabbim come in over here, so the whole point is that this place is private, is its own place, separate from the rabbim. It's not. The rabbim are here. So maybe it's a steer. It's coming. They're coming. The mechitza is supposed to stop the rabbim from coming through. Forget the rabbim are still here. So they're steering the ability of the mechitza to create a rishos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the mechitza supposed to do? The mechitza is supposed to be something in the place. So if they're walking through, I don't care, that's not a problem. They're walking between the mechitzas. But if they're walking through the mechitza, so now they break the ability of the mechitza to say that the rabbim are mitzvah here, and they're not. They're going right through the mechitza. So memela, it's breaking the mechitza's ability to make the rishos. So memela, the svar safuch is like this. Only we mocked in one thing also. Is that...
So why is
Shem
Dalet work for
this? I want to be mocked in one thing. What is Shem Dalet? What is Shem Dalet in Taisus? I don't know about all the other Shem. Before we know how it works, let's define it. Zichar. But what is Shem Dalet in the Rabbanan? So, Yareisi to say Pshat. Let's not look at Kviger, but I found this morning a smacht from Bir Halacha says Beferish. So we'll go with the Bir Halacha says Pshat like this. That Rabbi Kviger asks a Yisodistik Pshat, a Yisodistik Kasha on the Shem Dalet of the Rabbanan. Kviger asks that Tosfos is Mavur on Daf Vav Amud Beis that according to the Rabbanan, to reach the Shem Dalet, you need, or to block the Asir Rabim, it's not enough to have Tzuras HaPesach. You need Losas Ninolais. You can't have a Tzuras HaPesach. Or Del Shein Roya Lino, for that matter. You need a Tzuras HaPesach. You can't have a Tzuras HaPesach. You need Dels Ninolais. So Frech the Shoyal to Rabbi Kiveger, that the Tzuras HaPesach, Chav Beza Medbei, Chamad Alf asked the Kasha, why is Yushalayim Astira? Why can't the Rabbanan agree to Yushalayim? So the Tosfos, because it's a Tzuras HaPesach, and this is Tzuras HaPesach, you have a Shem Dalet, basically. So Frek the Shoyal, I thought Tzuras HaPesach doesn't give you a Shem Dalet in Tosfos over there in Davav. So B'Kveger seems to answer that it's Taka, doesn't work, that it's not the Tzuras HaPesach doing it. What does it is the walls on the side. Because basically in Yerushalayim you had walls, you just had a pirtza of Tezayin or Tezvav, or what, you had a pirtza, it was more than Yud. So the pirtza shtared, and the Rabbim going through it. So what happens is that you use the Tzuras HaPesach to put the walls together, and now that you have the walls, can talk to each other, you can create a Shem Dalet, mikarech the walls. That would mean, according to that answer, Rabbi Kiviger would blive that, let's say you had two straight walls and two Tzuras HaPesachim on each end, it would not be called Shem Dalet in the Rabban. I'm stressing this because this is probably the most important halacha of the whole Sugya Halacha L'mais. It's very negeya also. It's a very important svar also. So it means according to Rabbi Kiviger, the way he learns Tosfos, that according to the Rabban, if you had two walls and two Tzuras HaPesachim, it wouldn't work. Which is L'maisa, Shtikl Davar Tamua, not Tamua, but it's Shtikl Chiddush, that's worse than Pasi Birois, but okay, fine, Pasi Birois is Am Mikan, it's more of a Tzuras Mechitza with a Pesach, okay. No, I'm talking about 13 and 13. Let's see, at 11. 15. I'm talking about, let's see, at 11.
The traffic.
But 11. No, it's 11. You have 13 and a third. You have 13 and a third with
the flow of traffic through that passage.
No, but I'm saying, but Tzuras HaPesach, why doesn't that, what?
Because of restrict traffic.
No, but it's not a matter of restricting traffic, because let's say the opening itself was 13 and a third, and you put a Tzuras HaPesach. So Tosfos in Tosfos is Shita that Am Mikan Am Mikan makes a mechitza, so you could hear it. Okay. So now that's Kiviger's teretz. So I thought that you can answer the takashas that really depends on what the Shem Dalet is in the Rabbana. Is the soid of Shem Dalet that according to Rabbi Kiviger seems to understand in Tosfos that really Shem Dalet means you have enough mechitzas. So if you have two walls and a Tursa Pesach, that should work. That's Gimel Mechitzas. You don't have four, but you don't need four. You have three. And if it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. The only way to do it is with Pasi Birois on all four sides. But L'chaira, Taisvis and Avav never said that a Tursa Pesach doesn't create Shem Dalet by itself. Taisvis and Avav said that if you have two walls, if you have two walls according to the Rabbanan, and a Lechi, the other side needs at least a delsin in Elis Belaila, because you need to close it off. You need a fartig machitza gemura. And if you would have a Tursa Pesach on one side with a Lechi, it wouldn't work. But Taisvis doesn't say, what would be the halacha if you had two walls and two Tursa Pesachims? Taisvis doesn't say it can't be a Shem Dalet. Taisvis doesn't say that at all. Taisvis, in Lashitasa, the way he learned the Gemara's Kasha was only on one of them. So Mamele, you could say that when you have two walls and two Tursa Pesachim, it is called a Shem Dalet in Taisvis. And Taisvis just said, it's not a Mechitza Gemura, but it's a Shem Dalet. And Mamele, Yerushalayim, which has two Tursa Pesachim, is a Shem Dalet, mitzad the Tursa Pesachim himself. And Taisvis over there said not like that. That Mahalach is Mefurish in Evan Oizer, on Davav. He learns that into the Gemara, that if you look over there, he says, Beferish, that two Tursa Pesachim and two, the Gemara never said not like that. The Gemara said a Lechi doesn't work, or two Lechis doesn't work, but two Tursa Pesachim would work. So you could say that and be Mashiv the Kasha. Okay. Now, why should, good. Lemaisa, Bialacha says like that, Beferish. Gevaldik. Bialacha says, Gevaldik Ataisis, Bialacha brings a Kasha. He brings a Taisan Daf Yod Aleph Amid Aleph. Taisan Yod Aleph Amid Aleph, Taisis' Shita is, if you have four Tursa Pesachim, it works to make Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Frekta is an interesting Takasha. Frekta says, so why did they bother making a whole new Takana possibly rise? Let them just put off four Tursa Pesachim. Not so complicated. And this way, it won't be just, this way we would have gained 6 weeks second Seder. I mean, you wouldn't, is it only work for Oily Regalim? Does it only work for Behemoth? Does it? It's Fartika Mechitzas, four Tursa Pesachim. What's the problem? So Taisa says, because it would probably get knocked down. So Frick to Bir Alacha, what do you mean? We're trying to make it that it works even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, not just in the Carmelis. We're trying to make that the Pasi Birosh should work even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that's the whole, that's the Chachamim. Chachamim say even Rosh Hashanah Rabbim works. Zokt, the Bir Alacha stayed in Taitzvis, that's Shfortzvis, Apsachim's Blibes Hashem Dalet, and it would work to even Fortzvis Apsachim's. And our whole Erevin is Gobait on that Bir Alacha. He says, Erev in our cities has to be point on this idea. Oh, whatever. Anyway, but that's not for now. But the point is that Bir Alacha says like that, Lamaisa, that Bedasa Toisvis, four Tursa Pesachim work. It means three dozen, but four does. It's not like the Chazanish also. Chazanish says that Shem Dal is Lavdafka because we hold three Mechitza Deraisa. What's the mile of four? But that's what we said before. No, three is a way to have four. But Avada, if you attack a Makif four, Avada is better when you Makif all four. So Memela, if you have... Well, Pasu B'Rois is a Chiddush because you don't see the connection between them because parts of Meruba unless you have four. There you... Shem Dal... You need... Oh, you mean... That was Chazanish learned. He says Shem Dal was... I think... But I'm saying, B'Rois says Mefurish because that's a chlorotisis that if you have two walls and a Tursa Pesach, it doesn't work. That's Taka Mefurish and Tisis. But four is Taka Shem Dal. So that was the Akdama to your question. So what's Shem Dal now? So Shem Dal is when you have a full Hekif in the Rabbanim. Since the Yisoid, so we want to say like this. Since the Yisoid of Asiram Ubaki, Asiram Vat Mechitza, according to Taisis, is that it breaks the ability of the Mechitza to shaft the Rishos. But the Koyach Mechitza is different than the Rabban Rabbi Yehuda. So in the Rabbanan, that the Yisoid of Mechitza is to be Makif, to create this is Rishos Yachit, the Rishos Rabbim coming through it, says the Rabbim are still here. So you need Dalid. The way I'm saying with the Bir Alacha, Dalet means you have a full Hekif on all four Ruchais. When you have when the Mechitzas are creating a Shtarka Hekif, the Hekif of four is better than the Hekif of three. You don't have to see up the third. It's Taka Shtarka Hekif. And the Hekif of three makes it, then now we Taka see the Makam is, we see that the Mechitzas could be poil on the place. And that's the Mile of Shem Dalet. But the Mile of Shem Mechitz Maliasa doesn't do anything for the Rabbanon. Masha'inkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the word of a mechitza doesn't have to makif the place. The word of the mechitza is to see that the place is mitzumtzum. So, oibazoi, shnei mechitzim al yisa, what's called shnei mechitzim al yisa? Shnei mechitzas that don't let people in. I mean, Matzus Pesach wouldn't work. Two mechitzas don't let people in. That makes it that now attack of the place that works. But Shem Dalet is just a bigger hekif. The mechitzas of hekif is not the ikar mechitzas according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Memela, that wouldn't be a mile in him. So that's why they both could hold the svar v'asir amat the mechitzta, but the way you address it is by shtakening up how the mechitzas poil on the rishus. So according to the Rabbanim, there's mile in Shem Dalet. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's mile to mechitzam al yisa.
What do they do with the Rabbim are still walking through? Why is Shem Dalet so holy?
No, because the problem is we can't see the place as being defined by these walls. But if you have all four sides are surrounded by the walls, then we see it more defined by the walls than defined by the rabbim. The rabbim are not breaking the karach of the walls on the place.
Why do you need Dlosser Ninal as Beresh Lai?
So what's the mile of Dlosser Ninal? What do you mean?
No, because
it's basically the whole cash, like more on the above. That's for the Mokam Pilush only. Because the Mokam Pilush doesn't have any mechitzes to it. So it doesn't have the... Huh? No, but Tosaf Pesach is not a mechitzam alias according to the Rebbe Yehuda.
Because wasn't the cash also in the
Rabbanon from Tosaf? No, Tosaf answered that. Tosaf says once you have Tosaf Pesach, it's a shame dal attack according to the Rabbanon. But according to Rebbe Yehuda, it's not a mechitzam alias because mechitzam Tosaf Pesach is not a kredish mechitzam alias according to Rebbe Yehuda because very nice it makes a hekif, but it doesn't make it that people can't come in. So we still don't see any chalois on the makom from that, which answers a very interesting question. Okay, let's live. So Mimela, that's why you could say that according to Tosfos, both the Rabbanon and Rabbi the hold of Asir Rabim in their way, and that's why this one holds a Shem Dalet, this one holds a Shem Mechitz Ma'ayisa. But Zaktos is very good that the Mila of Dlosas Ninolos they both have. What's the Mila of Dlosas Ninolos? In the Rashba, the Mila is it talks to the Shusar Rabim. In the Zvah, the Mila is it blocks out the Rabim. What's the Mila of Dlosas Ninolos? It makes a Mechitz Ma'ayisa. Tosfos on that base is. Showed some lechevra here. Tosfos on Daf Beis says, "Geshmak." That Tosfos says on Daf Beis that a pshita a delis nin elis in Nazara. Since the dlosses in Nazara were nin elis, have you kimechitzam alias? It's mechitzam alias the delis nin elis, and over there is no rabbim in the heichal. So obviously, delis nin elis is a mile in the mechitza beetzem. It means since it's a mile in the mechitza beetzem, this mechitza is not subject to the rabbim coming through, because since you could lock it, so you could control the full mechitza. So it's called mechitzam alias. So it doesn't get shtered by the rabbim. So mele sai like the rabbanon, it won't get shtered like the rabbim. We don't see the rabbim coming through shtering the mechitza. So mele mechitza is not subject to the problem of asir amavat mechitza. Okay. So this is maybe you could explain all the, and that's why, so that was the Tliya L'shitasai, and that's why Tosfos holds that it's L'shitasai, that if you hold Shtei Mechitzas Malias, if you hold three Mechitzas, works. Tosfos said, if Rabbi Yochanan would hold three, he would have to hold like the Rabbanon. I mean, if Rabbi Yochanan would hold three Mechitzas, obviously he holds it of Shem Dalet. That's a Svara. You can't hold of Rabbi Yehuda and hold three mechitzas. It's Talis Abazen Svara. According to the Ritva, you're just knocking down the mechitzas. It has nothing to do with whether you hold two or three. According to the Rashba, it has to do with Rishus. Vaita doesn't have to do with that. But according to Tosfos, that it's the Rishus, it's the ability of the mechitzas to touch up the Rishus. So then, if you hold three, then you have to hold like the Rabban, like Shem Dalet. And if that's why he held there's a Tli and Svara between. If you hold two, then you hold like the Rabbi Yehuda. So he didn't want to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabban. Okay, now, according to all this, so it comes out, there's basically these multiple svaras in the sugya. You see already from the... Okay, so the... What? So the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Meiri and the Balamar bring from Shitas Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that Yerushalayim is a Karmelis. Even with Dlosses Ninolos, and everyone like doesn't know how it stems with the Gemara. Like, what's going on with Ben Ephraim over here? That Dlosses Ninolos, the Gemara says works to make your. So how did Dlosses Ninolos all of a sudden, even with the Dlosses Ninolos, make it only a Carmelis? So the teretz is that Ben Ephraim holds both of these problems. He holds that the Rabbim being inside the Rishus is itself a Rishus Rabbim. And with the Rashbadik, but he holds it like the Ritva also, that the Rabbim walking through the Sugi of Asir Rabbim Vatam Mechitzta, the Sugi of Asir Rabbim Vatam Mechitzta makes it that it breaks the wall. So he holds it both. So just, he holds like this, that the Dlosses Ninolos, in the Teretz to the, he holds Asir Rabbim of the Ritva, it breaks the wall. But the Dlosa, but he also has the Rashba's problem, and he holds that the Dlosa's Ninolois talks to the Rashba's problem. So Mamela makes it that it's not so much Rosh Hashanah Dik, because not Masal Rabim Chosha. But you're still left with the Pirates on the wall. So very nice, it became that it's not, but the Gemara never discussed the Teretz of that problem. What happens if you have Rosh Hashanah Rabim walking through the walls? The Gemara never gave an Eitzah for that. The Dlos and Nilos was not an Eitzah for that problem. The Dlos and Nilos was an Eitzah for the problem of that it became Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So now you have Dlos and Nilos, it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabim anymore. It's not Masal Rabim. Very nice. But you still have a problem with the Mechitza, so Mela Plav is Karmelis. So the Gemara never addressed how it could become Rosh Hashanah Rabim. You're saying that with the losses, it's mashma that it will become Rosh Hashayachid. So I'm not so sure, because maybe it goes on the Rambam Shita. Okay, I'm not going to stop the Rambam Shita now. Okay, we'll talk about the Rambam a different time. Okay.